fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get juicy California red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA Choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And hey guys, welcome to the Cloud Crew podcast. Today we are going to do a little bit of a review on some preseason NBA games. But first, I want to go ahead and shout out my man K-Dub.
Bro, we did so much audio work before this episode. I'm staring at our software with a little bit of disdain because the audio fix ended up not being any of the work we've done towards fixing audio. It was something completely unrelated.
Hey man, listen, we'll take what we can get because the audio issues are real for no reason.
It seems like they're fine right now. Your mic sounds fine to me. I'm sure you would tell me if I sounded abysmal.
Yeah, you sound like your normal retarded self.
That's crazy.
Hey, it's okay. Anyway, with the preseason games, I want to start with the Clippers versus the Nets. Now, how are the Clippers doing without PG?
They won the game, so I guess okay-ish.
Yeah, but...
it's a preseason game.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Let's be honest, preseason games still can't say a whole lot.
And they were playing the Nets. The Nets' best player right now is Ben Simmons.
No, he's not.
I was making a joke. They really don't have anything, but like he's definitely not their best player. Bench is better than him.
Ben Simmons, during their game, was 1-for-5.
Did he do anything else? Did he have any? Do you know if he had any steals, assists, blocks?
No.
Like just 1-for-5, zeros across the board everywhere else.
He was 1-for-5, and I think he had a few rebounds.
He's a big motherfucker. So if he didn't have a few rebounds, that's a real questionable game.
But I think he only had like 2 or 3. I'm not gonna cap with you. Now I will say Dennis Schroeder, on the other hand, tried to put some work in with 2 steals, 5 assists, and was 4-for-7.
Unfortunately for him, he's still just one of the most mid
players
that's
ever
existed.
He's still the middest player of all times. He has high games. He has high potential, but he doesn't.
Had high potential. He's too old now, man. He's not going anywhere else.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to leave it out there for him. Give him some self-motivation.
I don't know. He's just one of those players where I don't really mind if their career was over. Like, he hasn't done anything beneficial for the game, and it's not like he's going to. Every team he's played on, he's had an issue with somebody on it. He's just... he's an okay player. He's a cool role player sometimes, but it's inconsistent, and, I mean, there's better players than him.
You're right. And an example is also another player on their team, Cam Thomas. I think Cam Thomas plays better than him.
I think so, too.
And Cam Thomas was only 3-for-4. But he was 4-for-4 from the free throw. So he was putting in the work still.
Was he 3-for-4 from field goal or a three-pointer?
3-for-4 from field goal.
So that's like a 10-point game for him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a bad little preseason game. I mean...
especially whenever not everybody's trying.
Exactly. Now, James Harden, I'm not going to lie, on the Clippers, was trying to do his thing. He was 6-for-9, and he shot 50% from 3. But he had 6 turnovers, my man. 6.
I don't know how you lose the ball 6 times in a preseason game. It's not like you're being clamped.
Yeah, nobody's going to try hard on you.
Which, what? I mean, I guess I didn't really watch the game. I really just watched highlights because it's a preseason game and I had better things to do at the time. Probably absolutely nothing, let's be real. But I know that there would be no reason for anybody on the Brooklyn Nets to clamp in a preseason game.
Yeah, there's no reason. I tell you, when I seen, I think Dennis Schroeder was being a little bit of a tryhard because he had two steals.
No, Dennis Schroeder always tries his hardest in games that don't matter, and then in games that do matter, will do little to nothing. And even in, whenever he tries in those games, if you look at his stats, he tried in the preseason game and still had horrible stats. I mean, like, they're the most middest stats I've ever looked at.
No, because you're right, because I'll give you an example on the Clippers, dude. Terrence, man, dude, he was 4 for 4. He was, like, 1 in, I think, 1 or something like that for 3. Like, he only made 1 3, but he was 1 for 1. But he was 4 for 4 the whole game. He had 3 rebounds. He was putting out on a show, man. Why can't a show to say consistent player like Dennis Schroeder put up those numbers? Why can't he be that consistent?
Because the only time that he's good at basketball is whenever he's in an Olympic Games playing with Germany, where the rest of the players around him are German white men who barely understand the concept of basketball, let alone know how to play the game at a professional level. You notice that there's not that many German people in the NBA. It's just because, like, the demographic there is just not basketball. It's like they were built on a different system than we were.
Isn't their main sport hockey?
I feel like it's probably up there. I feel like the only countries that with the main sport, I'm going to sound ignorant here probably because I don't know.
100% same.
Yeah, like Canada is the only country that I associate immediately with hockey.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, whenever you think Canada, you don't think of the Toronto fucking Raptors.
You're right. But at the same time, if you're a basketball guy, you do. You do, if you're a basketball guy.
Nah, I think about Drake before I think about the Toronto Raptors.
Okay.
And then the Toronto Raptors pop up because he shows up at their games. Like, I don't think of them because of Canada.
Drake is what makes the Toronto Raptors famous.
That's what I'm. Yeah, they are. You notice that since he hasn't been going to their games, most of their games aren't televised anymore.
But I mean, they don't have a crazy solid core. They got a lot of young players. They're in a rebuild.
Now, it's gonna take forever. Nobody wants to play for Toronto.
Just one last player I'll say that, like, I seen on the Clippers in the Nets. I seen Kai Jones that was 6 for 8, had 5 rebounds, and he ended up smacking down a block during the game. I thought he played really well. I'm kind of excited to see how he plays off the bench. Maybe he'll get some starting time. I'm not sure.
It's possible. I guess it really just depends on how they want to run their offense.
You're right. And it's still a preseason game, so they're probably just trying to test people out and see what they can do.
Yeah, definitely. It seems like every team should be doing that. We originally were going to, like, try to touch on the Nuggets some since they just acquired Russ, but in their most recent preseason game, they just didn't play him.
Yeah, they, like, played him in the first game, but and they didn't in the...
Right now would be the perfect time for them to see if he's going to mesh at all with Nikola.
Yeah, dude.
And they just chose not to.
That was what I thought was crazy. They ran Nikola and Jamal all and didn't play Russ. Why not try to see how he plays with your key players, you know? See how he flows with your team. Dude, they didn't even play him on the bench to fill his role on the bench.
I can understand not wanting to play him with Nikola since they're basically the same player in different sizes, but...
Run him on the court when Nikola's off the game.
He still has, like, one of the highest basketball IQs out of anybody on that team. He's still going to be there for every possession. He's going to hustle and he's going to play his part every time, even if he's not, you know, the best player at it anymore because his confidence and his everything got shot by the Washington Wizards. But, like, he still follows his roles.
I like that you mentioned the Wizards. In a previous episode, we talked about how the Wizards is where your career dies. Oh.
Yeah, right. I made sure to just really get my point across about them. If you end up on the Pistons or the Wizards, you might as well just retire then and there. Doesn't matter if you're a rookie. Doesn't matter if it's your second year in the league. If you get traded to either of those two teams, 2 or 3 more years in the league. That's all you got, buddy.
I mean, Bradley Beal.
Bradley Beal was this weird exception, and you notice how, just like Russ, after he came out of the Washington Wizards, he's not as good of a player as he was before the Washington Wizards.
You're right so far, but this actually, we'll be touching on that a little bit later on.
Yep. He did good in his game, so I mean, we'll have to give him his proper flowers when the topic comes up.
You're 100% right. So the next game that we were going to discuss is actually the Lakers versus the Suns. Yes, this is a game I don't want to mention the Suns in because it was a kind of a horrific thing to watch. Although the Suns won, some of the plays were kind of rough. A lot of rough shooting.
But yeah, it's really because at the moment, the Suns are still fundamentally like a better team than the Lakers. And it's because the Lakers didn't make any moves over the summer because no one wanted to trade with them because everybody wanted Bron, and Rich Paul was just refusing all the trade destinations because Bronny.
No. I completely agree. Right now as a team, the Suns are more well-rounded. They have deeper bench.
They have three All-Stars. So, like...
Yeah, but...
Bradley Beal isn't really an All-Star anymore, but...
Hey, he actually did pretty good. I'm not going to cap to you in one of the other previous games. I'll mention his stats here in a second. But I will say, for the Lakers, LeBron went 8 for 12 and was 66% from 3. He had 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 blocks. One was early on in the game to kind of set a tempo, man. AD performed really well as well. He went 7 for 10, 1 for 3 from 3. Had 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. The problem with the Lakers started with Austin Reeves. 2 for 10, 0 for 7 from 3.
He's another person that I think they should have been willing to get rid of over the summer.
Don't get me wrong.
Like, I think they were not in the wrong for keeping him, like, at all. Yeah. But I think they should have made him available.
Yeah, you're not... Listen, Austin Reeves, a great young player, but he's still developing. He has high potential, but it's still not guaranteed, you know? He's still developing. He still has so much work he has to put in before he's going to be a real threat to somebody. I mean, look at it right now. He is filling a third option role, occasionally second option if AD's not playing, you know, because of injury or something.
Which is like every other game.
And he either does A, really good, or he A, does horrible. And I think it's because there's too much pressure on him as a young player.
If the Lakers want to succeed in the next 2 years of LeBron's contract,
they need to get another star.
They have to get a star player, like a star guard specifically. It has to be a star point or shooting guard.
I don't even think it has to be a guard. I don't think it has to be a guard. They need some type of depth or player. They don't have nobody else that really efficiently shoots the ball.
That's why I say they have to get a guard. And there's no like actual star centers on the market, which is the only other thing they're browsing the market for outside of guards. So like if they brought a star player on, they aren't going to be able to bring on a star center. There's none to choose from. They have one of them, and he doesn't play center because he gets injured every time he does.
I'm going to be honest, AD's not a center. He's played power forward most of his career and ended up having to play center. He plays better center. I mean, look at Giannis. Giannis, when he gets to play power forward, crazy unstoppable, right? Because, I mean, he's a big dude playing in at the forward position. Same thing goes for AD for that. I think AD would definitely excel playing the power forward position if they get a center. But I don't think a center is still what they're needing. I think they really do either A, need depth in their bench, or B, they need somebody that can shoot the lights out.
Yeah, they would either need a all-star shooter or to trade basically their entire bench for a new one.
You're not wrong, and no offense to Connect, but like he shot 1 for 7, like,
and he was like their
supposed
big
to be their
pick this
best
year.
Shooter they like JJ Redick was talking about how he is like the elite shooter on the team right now. I don't think that he's that shooter in the
he's
moment
putting up
D'Lo because
stats.
He's too young. D'Lo actually did decent that game. He was 6 for 12. Although it was 50%, still 6 for 12. He did put up numbers, but it's a preseason game. Why are you missing this many shots in the preseason games, man? You know?
Yeah, especially with them being such low, like, loaf steak games. These should be like a cakewalk for you.
Yeah, you should be playing like you're in your bag casually.
It honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if the players that are actually on the court, like the star players, treat it with as much weight as like the all-star game or something. Because, like, who gives a fuck?
But I think, I'm going to tell you, the Lakers, I don't see them winning a chip unless they get either a bigger name or they add some real depth to their bench, man. And it's sad. I'm a Lakers fan. I love the Lakers. Yes, I think we can get to the playoffs, but no, I don't. I think it's tough to say that we make it to a chip at any circumstances here right now.
Yeah, I really don't see it. Their competition in the West is way too stiff without like the shooting power, because their competition is one, the arguably the best center in the league right now in Nikola. People like Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal, which Kevin Durant, Devin Booker being like elite shooters and Bradley Beal being a great defender, good playmaker, whatever. And then they have like Steph in their side of the shit too. They don't have a shooter. They don't have anybody that can contend in shooting with any of the players that I just listed. So why would anybody wholeheartedly, without a grain of salt, expect them to actually go far this year? There's no reason to expect them to go any further than they did last year. They have the exact same roster with the addition of the fucking Connect kid who preseason busted, and Bronny James, who had like 0 points and a steal.
You're right. A lot of their team is young and unexperienced, you know, in clutch moments. And the ones that are still need developing. I mean, AD and LeBron, it's hard to say that they could even attempt to carry the team as far as they're going to. Like, it's great that they're doing that.
LeBron is 40 fucking years old. Even though he can handle the weight, he shouldn't have to. No, that should not be his role in year 21.
No, it shouldn't. And AD, for one, should see that and take up more of a role. But instead, I think sometimes he's afraid to get hurt.
He is. He's literally, like, the most fragile player in the league. Like, take KD, for example. They have, like, KD is built even, like, weaker than AD is. And he gets injured half the amount AD gets injured. In just as much physicality. Because KD will just jump over you if you're smaller than him. Just like AD would. But when AD does it, he falls wrong and gets hurt. Every time.
Now, speaking of KD, I want to move to the Suns versus the Detroit game, man. KD shot 8 for 12 and was 4 for 6 from 3, man. He was the man.
I'm pretty sure Cade Cunningham posterized one of the Suns players during that game, and I
don't know if it was that game or not. I didn't see it. I think it was a previous game, maybe.
It's possible.
I'm not sure.
I'm really just recalling off of, like, very loose memory of me opening my Twitter one day and seeing a clip of Cade Cunningham posterizing somebody. And it feels like I remember purple jerseys, but they easily could have been blue jerseys.
Purple jerseys could also be the Kings.
It's possible, but I don't know if Detroit's played the Kings.
But now, I'll tell you, Devin Booker kind of struggled. He was 4 for 13, man, and he was 0 for 6 from 3. Like, at this point, I'm thinking, why don't they run the ball through Kevin Durant and have D Book as a setup shooter, you know, that catch and shoot shooter. We've seen in the past he used to play at a two guard really well, and then he ended up playing point guard.
Who is their two guard right now? I for some reason I'm drawing a blank.
Are you serious? Bradley Beal?
Do they start Bradley Beal's? I haven't watched a Suns game in a minute.
It depends on the game. Could Bradley Beal hurt sometimes D-Book hurt. It all depends on their schedule.
I really was like watching the
Suns.
Those
are their star guards, are D-Book and Bill.
Yeah, I don't know why, but whenever CP3 and Book were playing on the Suns, I enjoyed watching the Suns a lot. But now, I just expect so much out of them because of the type of star power. that if I'm watching them and they start losing for any reason, I just don't want to watch anymore. It's just like, there's no reason with the people you have out on the court playing in the level that you guys could play at if you genuinely were in your bag. You should not be down 20 points right now. You have Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal on the court. And if Devin Booker, for some reason, if this is a regular season and I have them on the court and Devin
Booker's scoring 13? You might have to correct me, though. I don't think that that's technically a great fair point, though. The reason being is because I don't think all three of them have actually got a crazy amount of play time together.
I believe
a lot of injuries and stuff has gotten in the way.
I didn't watch a lot of their games because, again, the interest level kind of dropped for me when Chris Paul left for some reason. I don't actually know why.
Don't tell me you watched for Chris Paul.
I don't like
Chris offense, Paul. No like offense. I liked prime Chris Paul. Current Chris Paul is pretty washed.
I think I liked their system whenever he was on the team. That was what I liked about it. I like how they played basketball as a team.
That's understandable. They had really good ball movement because, one, Chris Paul can move the ball really well, really good passer. Two, they were using They were using D-Book off the ball, and that's what I'm thinking would work better than him than having to play on ball. I think D-Book is a better off-ball player.
And I think they're just scared of trying to put Devin Booker in a different position because they don't have another point guard.
He's done it so many times, though.
For sure.
Let Bradley Beal run point. Let him do his thing, you know. Or, as I said, still let Bradley Beal run point, but give the ball to KD. Let KD bring the ball down the court.
Let KD play point.
The ball. No.
Bro, whenever they put Bron on point, like when they randomly just decide to stick Bron on point guard some games, I'd be staring at that shit like, you don't belong here, big man. Fuck are you doing?
No, you're lying. Hey, he's the same size as Magic Johnson, like height-wise.
Yeah, I know, but he just, like, that's not
Ben Simmons, he's another point guard. Kate Cunningham. I mean, those are tall point guards.
Ben Simmons was a bad example, and you know it. He's the example of the complete opposite of what you want in a point guard nowadays.
It doesn't matter. He still plays point guard position. That's what I'm referring to.
But it's that's not uncommon honestly, for a big man. Ben Simmons, if he would try to learn a different position, he honestly might do something. But like at this point in his career, as a point guard, there is no ceiling for him anymore. There's no growth that he's going to do because he's not willing to grow.
There's no growth for him in the NBA. I believe he found out he has a bag and he no longer has the effort to put in the work. Him and Zion Williams, I believe, have issues with not putting in the work.
Zion just got stuck on that Cajun food, and I can't even say I blame him. Cats. That shit tastes pretty good.
He started hanging out with a stripper.
And eating that Cajun food, bro. That soul food will do something to your weight.
That's terrible, man. All he be doing is eating cheeks and Cajun.
That doesn't sound like a bad life to me, though. Dollars eating cheeks and Cajun? Fuck it, bro.
I mean, Zion is living the life. He's making money, barely trying in basketball.
And even whenever he does have to play, he kind of just slow walks up and down the court.
Bro, no.
Brisk jog.
Now, I will say, before we leave the Suns in the Detroit game, I want to give some tags to Ivy as he was busting out some shots. And Durant, as they tried to keep the game competitive, the Suns just kind of destroyed him, man. It was rough. It was a rough game.
The Lakers just can't answer. The Detroit game. I just, where we've talked about them back-to-back, my brain's flustered. But, Detroit, they don't have an answer for anybody. And that's the point I was trying to get across. It's like...
No. Because no offense.
What the fuck are they going to do?
Who goes, hey, man... Let's root for the Detroit Pistons.
People who live in Detroit?
No, there's people in Detroit that hate the Pistons. I know this as a fact because I literally was scrolling on Twitter earlier on our Cloud Crew, and all I seen was the utmost trash as I was scrolling, man.
But yeah, I definitely don't doubt that nobody in Detroit likes their own team either, for sure. But like, if there was gonna be a Detroit Pistons fan, it would be someone from Detroit. I could not imagine not living in Detroit and liking the Pistons.
Oh, I actually know somebody I used to go to high school with, Dyson Bowers, man.
You don't deserve nice things. If you ever end up stumbling upon this podcast just because you like the Detroit Pistons, I think you should just reevaluate everything from a personal perspective.
But he also used to live in Detroit. He came to Western.
That's still just as bad. Denounce them. You left. You're free of that burden.
No, he couldn't let go, apparently. It was bad.
You need to.
They hold on to Isaiah Thomas, you know? Old Isaiah Thomas.
They shouldn't. He's not coming back. And he wasn't, like, you know, he's a great player, but he's one of the least talked about players in history, so.
Yeah, that's true, because he was in, like, he was in a weird era.
He was in a plumber league.
Now, last game I want to touch on is going to be the Kings and the Warriors we've seen. I want to touch in on how Buddy Hield and DeRozan were doing.
I was excited about the Warriors Kings game, mostly because I wanted to know how Buddy Hield and Steph would play together. I established in the first episode I don't really give a fuck about DeMar DeRozan, but Buddy Hield, on the other hand, I do care about, because I kind of like the Warriors, and he dropped 22 points. That was a pretty good preseason game for him.
And I think that game, Steph also had 13.
13 points and an assist.
Yeah, so like, I think that they're going to be a great duo. No offense. I don't think they're going to be no prime Steph and Clay.
Do we know if they even played together in this game?
They played together, what? Yeah.
They were on the floor together?
Yeah. Not like the entire time they were on the court.
I didn't assume so. I feel like he would fill in a good spot when Steph's off the court anyways.
Yeah, that's their whole point.
It keeps constant firepower from the three ball. Floor.
Now, dude, I have to say, they crushed him in threes, man. They made 28 threes, and the Kings only made 7.
Kings don't have any three-point shooters. I mean, De'Aaron Fox isn't known for his three-point ability. He's known because he's fast. DeMar DeRozan, mid-range player.
No, but I will say, Fox does have a three-point. He can shoot the ball.
He does. He can shoot the ball. But that's not what he's known for. He's not known for an elite shooting ability.
He's a fast slashing, and he's known for, like, poking the ball free. Now, DeRozan, for the Kings, he came out, he gave a little bit of a presentation and got off the court.
He gave us 1 point per minute on the court. He played for 15 minutes and got a point for every minute that he played. Right,
and his single assist.
And then Sabonis came out and did Sabonis things. Sabonis had 8 Sabonis rebounds, things. 4 assists. You know, he did what he had to lose.
No, Sabonis, I think, is a player that is getting better. Sabonis is a guy
I think under, like, a different system, because I never see the Kings as a finals-type team, realistically. I just don't see them as that type of team. They're just not that organization.
It's the franchise. You see the franchise, and you're like, oh, there's no way.
Yeah, so, like, if Sabonis was put under a different developmental system, he would have star potential.
Sabonis has star potential now. I think if he would get on a good team and they could use him to the fullest, like his fullest ability, he could be an averaging 30 points a game.
And
last season, I think he was averaging around 26.
Yeah, something like that. He was putting up good numbers last season. But like the Sacramento Kings, although they did relatively well last season, they're just another one of those teams, like, you expect nothing out of. I don't want to categorize them in the same spot, because they're not. They're very different teams. But, like, people hold them in the same respect of, like, the Detroit Pistons. Nobody gives a fuck.
The Wizards and the Pistons are two places you don't compare to any team.
It's just worst, like, people don't give a the worst fuck about teams Sacramento
in the league, in my opinion. I like some of the players on the teams. I don't like the team.
To be real, there's not really, like, many players to like on either of those teams either.
None that are crazy good.
Like, there was that one center that just signed there over the summer. For some reason,
the Wizards,
drawing of his
play. You're talking about, was it Valanciunas?
Was it Valanciunas or Vucevic?
I think it was Valanciunas.
It was one of the Vs.
I think it was Jonas Valanciunas.
That wouldn't surprise me. It was whoever the Lakers were trying to pick up, and he dodged the Lakers and ended up just going for a bag, knowing damn well that they're winning 12 games max.
Yeah, I believe that was Valanciunas. Yeah, he has him, and, well, you have Kuzma.
Who gives a fuck about Kuzma? Yeah, the only reason he scores points is because who the fuck else on that team is going to score points?
They got him because he brought media to their team, because he's not a good player. He's the middest player.
I believe he also brought Russell Westbrook to the team.
No.
He was a part of the trade that sent Kuzma to the Wizards, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they were both on the Lakers and both got moved to the Wizards.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think you're incorrect. Could be wrong, but I don't remember it that way. For some reason...
I don't really remember it really at all. I'm hoping... Yeah, no. Wait.
No, because Russ was not on the Wizards the same time as Kuzma was at all.
Okay, Kuzma, so I was half right.
No.
No, I'm reading.
Russ went to the Lakers and Kuzma went to the Wizards.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm saying I was half right.
Yeah, no, you were.
Because they were both involved in the trade, but they weren't both going to the same place in the trade.
Exactly. Now you got it.
I was pulling it up the whole time. I already knew what it was before you started explaining it to me.
Yeah.
I had it pulled up before you started explaining it.
No, look at these.
I'm not looking at that stupid fucking circle you're making.
What circle?
Yeah, gaslighting me now.
I'll never gaslight you, ever.
Well, that trade was bunk. Jesus Christ. Anyways. What?
Oh, yeah, no. It was rough. But I think the Kings played well with who they had, but at the same time, the Warriors are the Warriors, man. Yeah. They can shoot the ball.
And their best shooter didn't even give you any amount of effort. Bro put up 13 points. He averages 27. So that shows you how much effort Steph put into that game.
It's a preseason game.
Exactly. Bro. And they still lost by 10 with minimal effort, Steph.
Because of Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield performed. That's a huge thing. Having another shooter perform on your team can make a game. That's why I said, if the Lakers could get a solid shooter, it'd be great. But no, that just doesn't work. Instead, LeBron has to pull the logo threes.
Did we look at Buddy Hield's full stack breakdown for this game? I don't think we did.
Yeah, he had 3 rebounds and 1 assist. He hustled a little bit. There wasn't really too many defensive things I'd say about him, but Buddy Hield is mainly an offensive.
They play against the Kings again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to see what his averages were that game, his field goal percentage.
Alrighty.
Sorry. I can't find his field goal percentages for this game. It looks like I'm just not trying hard enough or something. I don't fucking know.
Now, I want to give a little bit of a prediction for some of these teams for him. With the Clippers, I don't see them going anywhere near the first round at all. I don't think they make playoffs. I'm going to be honest with you.
I'll break down exactly how I think the West will go before the season even starts. I think the Lakers make the play-ins, but get eliminated before the first round. I think the Nuggets probably win the West.
You said before first round? So they don't make it out of the play-in?
No.
Oh, I don't like that. Don't you ever tell me that. You know why I don't agree with you.
I say that only because they're the only team in the West that did nothing. They made no changes at all, period.
No, you're right.
Even the Nuggets made a change with Russ, but the Nuggets... The Nuggets were already going to beat the Lakers without Russ. So, I don't know what to tell the Lakers, man. They either trade the people they're refusing to trade or suffer.
I mean, I can't argue, but I hope they make it to the first round at least.
Even if they do, they're bounced by whoever's in the first round.
Oh, it's terrible.
Like, even if it's the fucking Warriors, the Warriors will probably bounce them.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not gonna agree.
I the only reason I say that though is because of the three ball. That's it.
You're probably right, but I'm not gonna believe you because I'm a Lakers fan.
And then the East. I know we haven't really touched on the East at all, and it's because nothing's really happened.
Hey sir, we didn't talk about the Suns. You were talking about the West.
I said who I thought was gonna win all of the West, so I didn't even think about it. The Nuggets. Nuggets will probably take the West.
You think the Nuggets are taking the West? No.
I do, just because
I don't see it.
I don't see it.
I say Nuggets get bounced in the second round.
By who?
Depending on who they get matched up with, one, I think they could lose to the Suns.
It's possible, but that's putting a lot on hoping that Devin Booker and Kevin Durant start playing correctly. Like, the Suns coaching allows them to play correctly.
The reason I say that is, one, they got better shooters.
Yeah, they have the better team.
You're right. Theoretically, yes, but I think the Nuggets' advantage is they actually have more playmakers on the team.
And whenever your center is unstoppable, you can't control the pace of a game if you can't stop the center.
Yeah, but you get a hot Devin Booker or a hot KD on a game. I mean, now it's the same way.
I mean, yeah, for sure. It's just way easier to guard someone at the key than it is to guard someone like Nikola Jokic sprinting at you in the paint.
Yeah, because he a chubby boy.
Like,
now imagine, do you know how big Jokic is? Zach Edey.
I have the weirdest feeling.
Mother brother is.
I think he's going to have a good first season, but I think he's going to be a long-term bust.
Don't you ever. Zach Edey, bro, if they play him right, he is a bigger Jokic. He is a bigger Jokic.
I for sure can. I see his potential. I do. Like, dude, I cannot doubt his potential at all.
Dude has crazy post-scoring ability.
But bro got drafted to, again, one of the least developmental teams in the fucking league. All these great players, because they're such great players.
You can't knock the Grizzlies
I can't knock the Grizzlies. They created Mike Conley.
Mike Conley has been in the year 15, 16?
They created whatever the fuck Mike Conley. And they created Ja Morant, and neither of those people
can't stay off Instagram to play. If he does, he's not a bad player, you know? He is a good player. I think he's athletic, but I don't think he has the IQ.
Yeah, but you also have to think about it. He was like that before he made it to the league. He was athletic like that. So that was just a trait he gained while in college. He hasn't really developed any new bag for the Grizzlies.
No, he hasn't. You're right.
Because the Grizzlies aren't a developmental team.
Not crazy. I will say he does shoot the three ball.
He does.
He does shoot the three ball.
He's an okay three-point shooter.
I do Jaren Jackson Jr. on that team. Good young defensive player. Now, yeah. I think they slide him to power forward, Zach Edey at the center. That becomes a harder team, 10 times harder team.
Definitely harder. I don't think 10 times. I would maybe max out at 4 times.
No,
I
say 10 times because now, one, you have a smaller center, right, that is now able to use his skill set in a forward position. It allows him to possibly spread out the floor more. He can learn to shoot more. Or for Jaren Jackson Jr., developing his game. And then second, now you're going to get more rebounds because now you have a guy that's used to bullying littler guys. Now you have Zach Edey coming in here, a big guy himself. I think he's going to be able to bump with Jokic and Embiid.
I don't think he'll be able to until year 3 or 4.
Oh, no. I think he bumps with them now. I just don't think that
he has tries,
the skill bag yet.
Yeah, I think he tries to bump with them and loses the ball almost every time.
At least
for this, his first season, for sure. Possibly going into his second season.
I really don't, because he's an efficient scorer, too.
He is, but just like for any other player coming out of college, the way that the skill ceiling changes the second you touch the NBA, I think he's just going to suffer from that change for at least his first two seasons.
It is, but I still see him at, like, if they play him right, I still see him at least averaging a good 12 to 16 points.
That's respectable, but for someone like him, he should put up the same numbers Jokic puts up. Like, when not by year three,
dude. Jokic was a weird player coming in. You know, he's not – he came in a whole different
I think 3 years should be, like, enough time for, like, your star potential players, like, your top guys in a draft, like Zach Edey and – I can't even think of any other, like, viable names from this draft.
Alex Czar.
Wasn't he, like, didn't he, like, play in the summer league and was horrible?
Yes. But so did the other guy as well. They both kind of played rough, but it happens. It's early in their career, man. You can't hold this stuff against these young players, man. Like, Don't Connect, as I mentioned earlier, yes, he shot rough, but that's why I didn't really hate on Don't Connect. It's because he is a young player. He just came in. A lot of these young players, one, are too nervous a lot of the time, or they're having these small mistakes, and they're getting in their own head, and I think that we should support them until they're able to get into their bag, man.
I agree to a certain, like, to a certain extent. But I feel like there's definitely a limit to how much, like, coddling we have to do to them because of this certain point.
I agree. Put your pants on, do your thing. But I also don't think that we should be hating on them because they have a bad game in something as this early. You know, it's not even a real season game.
Yeah, it's like definitely. I'm not gonna criticize Bronny James' entire bag for his one still 0 point game that he just had, because it's a preseason game, and I'm not trying to make any, like, critical opinions now. Anything I'm saying now, definitely 100% grain of salt. It's preseason. I'm not fucking omniscient. I don't know what the fuck's about to happen this season.
I'm just taking
slight predictions, you know.
And players do work out in the off season. They do work to get better. So maybe you pop off. You never know.
A lot of players do that, post their workout videos. Ben Simmons, where they hit 30 straight threes and then come into the season and average 2 points per game. Ben Simmons is
Ben Simmons, that I think
the primest example of this.
I now think Ben Simmons edited that video. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't believe it's real anymore.
He's done it for, like, the past 4 off seasons, and they've been new videos every time.
No, you're right.
But, like, they're always him year. Going fucking off. And then in a preseason game, like, he posted one this summer, right?
1 for 5.
And he went 1 for 5 in the preseason game. Like, the preseason opener. Like, if you're going to post a workout video and you're going off in the preseason, you better at least give me 1 3-pointer, man.
Give me at least 10 points, bro.
Like, if you hit at least 1 3, you hit 1 3 for me, Ben Simmons, you hit one of them bitches, and my faith is slightly restored in you, because you want to know what you haven't done your whole career? You've made, like, 2 3-pointers your whole fucking career. You've made, like, 2 total 3-pointers for your entire career.
Yeah, no, I remember he didn't make one his whole first season. It was rough.
He didn't even play his whole first season.
No, I meant, like, the first thing he actually played.
And then he won Rookie of the Year, his second season in the league.
He did. But if you look, he didn't make a single three.
Nope. It was all – he literally had the Giannis bag free the entire throws, season. It was run plays. And jump at the rim. But guess what? He definitely did that better than Giannis at the time. Like, when Ben Simmons was actually being athletic and dominant, he was crazy. He was fucking insane. He was like a freak of nature on the court.
I disagree. You just hated on Giannis. And Giannis is the best run and dunk man because it's all.
Oh, I didn't hate on Giannis. I think Giannis is a fucking great run and dunk player. I was saying that, like, prime Ben Simmons.
He said, no, quote on quote. He said, I'm not going to hate on Giannis. I love run and dunk man.
I don't love run and dunk man, though. I actually don't like his bag at all, but he is the best at his bag.
It's a hideous bag, okay?
Like,
he does it well.
In terms of bags, if you gave that bag to anyone else, they wouldn't do it as good as him.
I mean, I think his brother has the same bag.
And he doesn't do it as good as him.
I just think Giannis is more athletic.
I think, like, all of these basketball players, they're prioritizing one thing over the other. Like,
jump.
Like, either they either learn how to run and jump like Giannis, or they learn how to shoot the three ball like Steph, because that's how a lot of the like generation that's going into basketball was raised. They were raised with Bron and Steph. So you either wanted to be Bron or you wanted to be Steph. So you either shot the three ball or you learned how to dunk when you were younger.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I was a rough 3-point shooter for the longest time. Now you see me, I can walk out there and hit some threes. Unless,
whenever it's not catch and shoot.
Yeah, whenever it's not. That's what I'm about to say. Unless it's a catch and shoot situation. Don't you dare pass me a ball in a corner. You give it to me up top, let me hit a dribble move, I'll bang that. But
yeah, you have to have the room to step around. If you're like isolated and your only option is to shoot, you're probably hitting the side of the rim.
Yeah, no. We know this very casually, because that's why I hate picking up dribble. I refuse. I'll bounce it off of you and have a chance to lose.
I've watched you full power launch it at the back, like front of the rim, back to yourself instead of trying to take the shot before.
You've also seen me try to dunk over Jacob doing that exact thing.
From like 5 feet away. There was never a chance of like the ball actually going in, just because I don't think you were long enough. But the fact that you got as close as you did on that dunk,
I almost
was
hit
stupid.
It. The only reason I didn't is I wasn't able to hold the ball.
Yeah.
Because I was getting contact and reaching my arms.
And like Jacob was probably trying to pull you off of the rim because he doesn't
that's
like
the
me.
One he grabbed my waist.
Yeah,
on that.
Every time, because he got tired of being dunked on. He was being dunked on by everybody, man. So he finally got sick of it and started like hard fouling, pulling people off rims when they would go up. So I don't even blame him. But the fact that he almost got yammed on after that, and he has been yammed on multiple times while pulling us off the
rim. I even almost caught it back off of the bounce when I jumped back up. That was the crazy thing. Okay, so the whole situation, we're going down. Jacob is trying to lock me up. I at this point, I'm just jumping. I'm trying to get to the rim. I'm jumping. As I'm going up, I lose ball. I can't keep a hold of it. Smacks off rim. I go back down. I jump back up, and I go to try to dunk it again.
Wait, I can't remember if this was during a 2-on-2 game or a 21 game.
Actually, I think it was a 3-on-3.
Was it the threes?
Yeah, I think it was threes.
I'm pretty sure I was on your team.
Seems likely. Normally, we don't lose.
We don't.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not no great godly player, nothing. But I am decent.
It works well, because generally whenever like we go and play, we're playing with each other like in the friend group for the most part. So as long as one of us are on the team, you synergize well enough to play off of the other people.
Yeah.
Like whenever you're playing with me, you know that I'll get you the ball. I'll get open in some capacity, get you open in some capacity, even if I have to drive into the paint and have them touching me.
I think you're a better catch and shoot player. I think if you'd play yourself as a catch and shoot player, it'd be better.
I definitely could. I just enjoy.
Because no offense, if you noticed, like the last few times we played, most of your shots come off of just catch and shoots.
It's because I haven't like wanted to run. I'm not gonna lie to you. My ankles have been like throbbing recently, and they like been clicking a lot more. So every time we get out on the court and I start thinking about like fully asserting myself and running on it, bro, I just can't get myself to. They start hurting, and I'm just like, bro, I'm a slow jog, and I'm going to pass this fucking ball.
The effects of getting older, man. Now, real quick, I do want to go ahead and shout out the socials, guys. Go ahead. Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe, guys. Stay tuned. We're going to keep releasing all the different videos. If you haven't noticed already, we're going to begin redoing these same days. So like every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday is when we're going to be releasing the episodes for now. So that way y'all know when they're coming out, so y'all can be expecting them. I'm also always posting and trying to keep everything updated on the socials. But we appreciate y'all listening in, and tune in next time.
Later.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.